For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. This week on the Mid-South Education Report, we take another look at school closings. Due to budget cuts, the Shelby County School District says it may need to close more schools over the next 4 years. But which ones? Laura Faith Cabetta is a reporter at Chalkbeat, Tennessee. By her analysis, there are about 25 schools most at risk for getting shut down.
And here are the strikes a school would have against it. Strike one, test scores so low that the state could require it to be overhauled. Strike two, under enrollment by as much as 30% under capacity. And strike three, it would cost more than $1 million to bring the school up to date. Basically, Shelby County Schools wants to strike out expensive, underattended schools. We looked at the data, and 25 of them meet that criteria. That's 25 out of 186 schools in the district. The list includes Raleigh Egypt High School, East High School, and Bruce Elementary. They all have low test scores and are in need of costly improvements. Their enrollment numbers vary, but we know that since 2012, the district has previously closed schools that were up to 71% full. Superintendent Dorsey Hobson says the district is now studying how it would save money by reducing its size. The results will be announced in the fall. Until then, communities can use this formula to get some sense of which schools might be on the future chopping block. I'm Laura Faith Cabetta, reporter for Chalkbeat, Tennessee.
To see which schools meet the criteria for closing, visit chalkbeat.org/TN.